In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. I will read from the Gospel of Matthew, from chapter 9, from the beginning. And the words are in Jesus' name. And he entered onto a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a sick man of palsy, laying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, and he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, and said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on the earth to forgive sins. And then saith to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go into thine house. And he rose, and he departed to his house. And when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto man. Amen. Martin Luther writes about that the Bible is a spiritual light. It's much brighter than the sun. And he says that the Bible itself is the light. It explains itself. And so it is. Jesus and the apostles based their teaching in the written word of God. For the same which we can read even now in the Testaments. And Paul says we need to be satisfied what is written in the Bible. We do not teach with wise words, but teaching through the Spirit. In the book of Acts, how Philippus asked. In the book of the Isaiah, that may you understand what you read. And it answered and said, How could I understand? How could I understand when I do not understand what I read? And then he answered and said unto him, To come sit next to me. We need the other writings of the Bible to be able to understand. Who could come next to me and explain these writings as Philippus did? Martin Luther teaches, and he has kept a sermon from this same portion, which he kept a sermon over 500 years ago. And his sermon was really interesting. And it has a very deep meaning of this sermon. We will have Luther's sermon as an assistance when we go through the portions of this Bible. Here it says how Jesus heals the palsy. Even Marcus, the Gospel of Marcus, writes about this happening. It is said, And Jesus entered onto a ship and passed over. The lake and came onto his home. And Marcus, when he writes, the book of Mark writes that when he heard that the people who came into the house, they did not fit into the house, not even at the door. And Jesus proclaimed the word of God unto him. And then four men brought a man of palsy into the house. And they needed to take the roof off the house. And then they laid the man of palsy in front of Jesus. What did Jesus say? Matthew and Mark say the same words. When Jesus saw their faith, he says, "Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven." When Jesus saw their faith, when he meant by this the four men who brought the man of palsy before him, he did not mean this man of palsy because he was not yet believing. Jesus saw the condition of the heart of these people, and he knew what the sick man really needed, and he immediately answered to this longing, "Be of good cheer, my son. Thy sins be forgiven unto thee." Luther pictures here that these words mean, what is the kingdom of Christ? It is the kingdom where this sweet voice, the words of like a mother or father, is always heard. Your sins are forgiven unto thee. Luther emphasizes the meaning of the forgiveness of sins by saying, the forgiveness of sins is none other else but than words. But in it is the entire kingdom of Christ. Luther says that these words do not need any work, no merits. And in these words are no commands or no denials, but only his help and his comfort and his grace, which is being offered. Only wanting friendliness. The Holy Spirit does not require one to work, but it invites or calls one to draw nigh unto Jesus. The correct type of faith is what has guided these four men to bring the sick man to Jesus. And this is what Luther says, that if they did not have this faith, they would not have brought the man of palsy to Jesus. Faith is before works, and work comes after faith. The one who has accepted this gift of faith, Luther says that one must have patience. How would he know that he is so weak? I would let him to be a partaker of this kingdom of grace. A believer does not do work as being forced. Otherwise, you're a Christian, but otherwise you're not. A believer's job is not to seek fault in another or to dig into his faults, but have them to make forgiveness or to do forgiveness. And once has accepted this forgiveness, gives a peace of the conscience before God and before man. After this, Luther even says in his sermon, the childlike faith. He speaks of the great fall that a child would not have faith. But Lestadius says in his last sermon that a child, small child, is one of Jesus's, even before his baptism. He kept the sermon as he blessed. A small child who was drowned into Bayalakoski, and the caretaker, he said these words at their funeral. He beautifully related of it in his sermon, that the child was still so small that he did not know of the troubles of the world. And as Christians who may doubt of a child who has not yet been baptized, or of its or his salvation, they have to change their doubts to faith, that this child has been taken away through an accident and sits in the lap of Jesus with all the other children, which Jesus had blessed. Even at this time, it is often said that I have been baptized, that I have been saved. Martin Luther writes, many make the holy baptism is what saves from sin. And he corrects this. No, dear brother, it is because of the blood of Jesus that when your sins are forgiven and you have become a partaker of grace, it does not help you that you have been baptized if you do not honor the baptism and keep it holy. I was once at a funeral. No one at the funeral was believing in the same way I do. And in the sermon that the person who passed away was baptized and for that reason was saved. Then when we had afterwards a gathering, we were remembering a close one of the person who passed away asked me to gave a speech. I was doubting, but I said that I went to the hospital and visited this person right before they died. And this person remembered my father and the Sunday schools of over 60 years ago. And he related of the forgiveness which happened then, and he wanted to own that forgiveness on his own part. I noticed that the priest who had blessed was pleased to hear this, and he kept another speech and said, and it was great to hear that our friend had repented. And many of the close ones at the funeral came to me and said that even I went to your house at services. It would be important that people would be able to understand faith personally, or believe it personally. Yes, everyone will. Luther said, everyone hears the gospel, but it's not pressed into their hearts because they do not feel their sin. That I to be a partaker of the forgiveness of sins. But I need to feel sin. And Luther summarizes. Saying, I can, through prayer and faith, can help another. But I cannot believe on his behalf. Faith is personal. It is important to own the gift of faith onto your own heart. At the hospital, one elderly man related that a priest came to him, and this priest repented on behalf of him. I thought for a moment and said that you are a believer. He smiled and he said, I am. When we departed, I blessed him with the gospel of the forgiveness of sins. And this elderly sick man, his eyes shone, and he said, this is how the priest said that to me. But he did not give the honor and glory to the priest. But he said, God took him. Took a hold of him through a happening. And this priest came at the correct time. Oh, how it is such important work, what you do, dear brothers, who work for the church and you go visit in hospitals and nursing homes. Let's return to what happened in Nazareth. And behold, there were certain scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemeth. Marcus gives in more detail, who else but God could give sins forgiven? Jesus knew their thoughts and said, wherefore think ye evil in your heart? Which is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk. This question also had an answer. Jesus knew. He knew the way of resurrection to the way of sin, what is the way of it? The miracle is the gospel of the forgiveness of sins. Jesus answered and said that the man of sin hath power on earth to forgive sins. Luther in his sermon says, he broadens it into the Bible saying that this power is to all men. His forgiveness of sins happens in two ways. First one, flees away from sin. Only God can do it. And this has happened that through this, the gospel is preached to this person. And a believer can do it to another. Luther continues, that this power is to all believers. They have the forgiveness in their mouth. They can say, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven unto thee. And to believe. And Luther continues. Or what types of words one may use? Luther proclaimed the forgiveness of sins in the words, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. During the time of the apostles, this forgiveness, it was said in Jesus' name. John writes, the sins are forgiven in his name. And in the Bible, in many different parts, it is said that Jesus' name, blood, cleanses us from all sin. Today, we proclaim the gospel in Jesus' name and blood. Luther even continues in his sermon. One in the distress of sin of our brother, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven unto thee. Even if I cannot give you the Holy Spirit or faith, but I still can proclaim it unto you. And if you believe this, and you can receive it. Oh, how this read portion of God's word could be explained, how Luther explained it in his own sermon. And Luther even explains here with two different portions of the Bible. In the Gospel of John, he says, whosoever sins ye are forgiven, they are forgiven. In the Gospel of Matthew it says, if two of you forgive each other whatever matter, they will receive it forgiven from my Father in heaven. Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am with them in their midst. Martin Luther found faith, received his sins forgiven from a friend. It says everyone needs to personally believe their own sins forgiven. And that's how it was proclaimed to Luther, how through the righteousness of God and how personally he can believe, which he later on faithfully taught. Even as an elder, he wrote, he would like to thank the monk. He had first come unto him. He had become like a father to him in his teachings. And he had been born again through Christ. This sweet message, your sins are forgiven unto thee. It belongs to the ones who have received the grace of repentance. Luther ponders about the forgiveness in his sermon. If there would not be a man here on this earth who could not forgive sins, if there would only be, we would only need to cling to law and work. Oh, how awful would be the conscience of a poor. At services, we have heard how the forgiveness of sins we preach unto peace, freedom, and joy. These words are familiar and bring security. And the gospel is always proclaimed, the peace of the conscience, the freedom of the believer, and the joy of believing. Luther even writes, the word does this and works in it, in us. As a life of a believer, it is very important to remember the significance of listening to God's word. It is said that the word of God, faith strengthens through the word of God when we hear it, and the forgiveness of sins. And without it, faith dwindles and dies. It is important to remember that forgiveness does not mean that we have to accept wrongdoing. And it does not need to be a blanket up for it. But it is pointing out our own lackings. Luther says another important, we do not forgive sin so that we, that there would be no more sin, or that we would no longer feel sin, but for this reason, so that we would no longer read about it. In this temporal law, we are responsible when we break it, that we do. Even if we have received that breaking of the law forgiven. Faith affects the life of a believer through love and advises to do good unto others, especially those which faith clings to us. Faith, through faith is born love to Jesus Christ and to his own. The kingdom of God, the centermost message, is the forgiveness of sins, is the power and the joy and the source of love. A believing home is a gracious gift. One receives a good foundation for life. This many have confessed, who have lost this faith. One who lost his gift of faith said that when I was a small child, my mother took me in her lap, hugged, and said, your sins are forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood, unto peace, freedom, and joy. And now I work with children. I see many children from broken homes. I often think, where could a lap be found for these children? Where could a person be found that your sins are forgiven? This is how one person told me who had given up their gift of faith. A few weeks ago, I went. To a bedside of a 5-year-old child. We read our evening prayer together. When I left, this child said, with very clear eyes, Papa, I can forgive you your sins. We were able to bless one another. Here in this text, it is said, the one with palsy received his sins forgiven. And he saith unto the, but ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Then saith to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house. And he arose and departed to his house. When the multitude saw it, they marveled. He wanted that people would believe, but he wanted that faith would remain and they would believe without seeing. When he often healed the sick, he told his disciples, but we may even be like this, that we may want to have this experience about God's, that God would touch us. And when we are doubting, we want God to strengthen our faith. Or maybe a sign that he is actually there. The disciples felt this most significance. The Mount of Transfiguration is where he saw him, and that's where they received their most significant feeling that he is the truth. We can feel his light even today. That through when the Holy Spirit opens the writings of the Word of God, when we are listeners of the Word, a sinner can marvel at the Word and through the Holy Spirit, how the light shines through this gospel, or the light of this gospel. You can even be partakers, even at this moment. You can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. I also desire to hear the gospel. Can I believe? I desire to believe together with you. This kingdom is miraculous. It is good for us to be here. I have spoke or read about Luther, who had kept a sermon on the same text which I read for my sermon. Luther, when he explained the text, that he leaned it closely to the Bible. And we can say that Luther believed in the same way as we believe today. And Luther concludes in this way. And so God has given man the power to forgive sins. And this is expanding the kingdom of God. It is taking care of the conscience. And this is what we do through the Word of God. May God, that we would be able to comprehend this. In Jesus' name, amen.